Across from baggage claim 12 at Dulles Airport, the USO of Metropolitan Washington has opened a lounge for traveling service members. Congress established the United States Service Organization to reach out to U.S. troops. Among its many services, the USO operates lounges at airports all across the country, providing free services and a place to rest while waiting. Colonel Daniel O'Brien was in Kosovo for more than 6 months. He returned temporarily to the U.S. for medical reasons.
I always stop in the USO usually when I come into an airport on military travel, and I sign in, I see what's going on. It's a good place to rest, and all your soldiers are here, and Navy personnel, Marines.
Melissa Ruggiera is the Airport Services Coordinator for USO at Dulles. Officials estimate the new lounge will serve 40,000 military travelers each year.
We basically provide hospitality services. We have free food, free water, soda, hotel assistance, free hotel rooms. We also have wireless internet in our lounge for free. We also have phones that call anywhere in the world for free.
Specialist Torian Watkins of the U.S. Army's 502nd Engineering Company is stationed in Germany. He needed help getting to Walter Reed Army Medical Center in Washington, D.C.
As soon as I walked through the door, I got a greeting, and how can I help you?
The Metropolitan Washington Airports Authority donated space for the Welcome Center, and USO Metro raised money from donors in order to build the $500,000 lounge. Volunteers, including Olivia Taglafera, staff the lounge every day.
Basically, I just wanted to give back the best way I could. I wanted to help them help others, and I think that they're a wonderful organization.
At the Dulles USO, Taglafera and other volunteers get a chance to serve and interact with members of the military. Visiting service members simply find a friendly place to relax. For producer George Dwyer, Jim Bertel, VOA News.